The Indiana Festival Theater production of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors is very physical, farcical, funny, and fast. It's one-act plays in just about an hour and a half. The model for the play is by the Roman Plautus. He set it in Epidamnion, and he exploited the mix-up of a couple of twin masters. Shakespeare set his play in Ephesus and went a step further, equipping the masters with twin servants. Adam Noble was the married hometown master, Henry McDaniel III, the single out-of-towner. Kelly Lusk, pledged to an Ephesian kitchen maid, and Tim Piles, very much on the make, were their servants. As the single day of the Comedy of Errors progressed, everyone, masters, servants, wife, kitchen maid, and various others, all mistook the one for the other in a mayhem of merriment. McDaniel and Noble were exemplary as the initially confident and then gradually more and more perplexed masters. Lusk and Piles were their equals in emerging confusion. I especially enjoyed Piles' great speech as he described an earthy kitchen maid in geographical terms. Henry Warrenitz was a pathetic figure as the father of the lost twin masters. Molly Casey was excellent as the angry wife, and Carrie Ipama a delight as her sympathetic sister. Fontaine Sire was regal as the queen. Abby Rowald was, what else, the abbess, a very amusing English mangling character. Brianna McClellan was a clear audience favorite as the courtesan. And among the ladies, well, Andrew Brewer was nicely padded out as that earthy kitchen maid. Director Jonathan Michelson and his cast seemed to revel in the opportunity to put a lot of physical action into the production. There were plenty of gags, a good deal of banging about, and some neatly executed pyramids. There was even a slow-action fight scene. The production moves quickly, but the cast's excellent diction, physical communication, and pace do a great job of getting the bard's lines crisply across. The action and the language is thoroughly Shakespearean. There are some nods to the present. The out-of-town master gets directions from his GPS, and everyone is busy messaging, texting, and taking pictures on their phones. Despite my affection for the speeches and the action, one of my favorite scenes in the production is a silent bit of commentary on our present day. A maze of characters walk around on the stage, each totally involved with his or her handheld device, everyone totally oblivious to all around them. Fred Dewar's whimsical set in the Wells Metz Theater uses a thrust design with plenty of room for the action, and the set even has a gag or two of its own. The varied and efficient costuming is by Jennifer Sheshko. On and offstage accordion music by David D.W. Browkowski punctuates, accents, and underlines the action of the Comedy of Errors quite delightfully. One of the pleasures of coming to the Repertory Theater is an excellent chance to see actors working, playing different roles. This week, there are still chances to see The Comedy of Errors and Eugene O'Neill's Ah, Wilderness. If you attend both, you'll be treated to some delightful, sharp contrasts. I've made up a whole list, but here are just a few juicy examples. An addled wizard from Shakespeare's ancient Ephesus appears in Ah, Wilderness as a distinguished turn-of-the-century New England newspaper publisher. His son, who's a hunky Yaley in Ephesus, is a well-padded-out, rotundly ribald kitchen maid. An Ephesian abbess, spouting English in a pseudo-German accent with traces of Elmer Fudd, is an eloquent Connecticut matriarch with just the right touch of the broad A. O'Neill's sweet New England innocent is Shakespeare's Ephesian floozy. Frankly, it's quite fun to run the whole list, but time escapes me. The Comedy of Errors plays Wednesday and Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 2. Ah, Wilderness will be performed Thursday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.